Carmen Q here with Derek Rodriguez. Hey, Derek, how are you doing?
How are you doing? Good, good.
Good. I just wanted to chat with you since the last time we talked. Obviously, things were very, very different. So how have things been in San Francisco since you've got called up?
It's fun. You know, it's been close to a month already. So, I mean, it's been a month to remember, honestly. It's a dream come true being here. And, I mean, the city is awesome. I love playing here, and the fans are great. So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And it seems like you also have a really big family that's been following you around. And have you been able to spend much time with them?
Yeah. I spent some time with my family. Yeah, we had when I went back to Miami, we had a little barbecue after one of the games. And a lot of my family was there. So, yeah, I try and spend as much time as I can with them now. And then, I mean, during the offseason, it's probably going to be crazy. So it'll be fun.
Definitely. And just talking a little bit more about what you've been doing on the mound, you've obviously had four starts, one coming up on Sunday. Have you made any adjustments or, you know, now that you have kind of a lot of resources here with Kurt Young and the whole staff here, what kind of changes have you made, if any?
I haven't really changed much, you know, since I got called up. Just keep going out there, you know, just have to execute my pitches a little bit better compared to AAA, but I mean, besides that, I really haven't changed. I just throw my fastball, establish the strike zone, and trust, you know, Buster and Hundley back there that they're, you know, a great job back there, and they know what they're doing. So
definitely. And is it kind of surreal throwing to Buster Posey? I mean, he's the face of the franchise.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. I mean, I trust Buster a lot, and I feel like the past three outings that I've had, he's really gotten to learn more about me, and I mean, most of the times we just go out there and whatever number he puts down, that's the pitch that I throw. So it's really fun having that connection with him.
Yeah, and speaking of some of the other guys that are out here, I'm just curious how it is being a rookie on this team. Are guys taking you in? Have they taken you out to dinner? Are they showing you around on the road?
Oh yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I hang out with Dutch a lot, with Derek Holland and Pablo. You know, I hung out with Pablo a little bit during the off season since I worked out with him, and then, you know, here I hang out with him a little bit. Andy, I hang out with Andy all the time because me and him, you know, we go way back from Miami. So, but it's a lot of fun hanging out with the guys. So.
And big league versus minor league travel is kind of different, right?
It's a lot better.
It's a lot better.
A lot more organized and a lot more smoother.
I've been wanting to ask you about the food because I told you previously Austin Slater said the best thing about being in the big leagues is the food.
Yeah, show food's the best. So, I mean, down we went from, you know, PB&Js in the minor leagues to steak. So it's really nice. It's really good.
Yeah. And finally, have your expectations been met? I know when we talked, you were saying this is kind of the moment you've been waiting for. And a lot of the big leaguers that I talk to, they always talk about how, you know, the first time they step out on the field, they look up and there's three decks, not just one deck. How's it been for you?
It's unbelievable. You know, I mean, even now I've been here a month, and even when I go out there for each one of my starts, it's still, you know, my heart's racing, and it's still really surreal that I'm here and you know, amongst these guys, you know, so it's an unreal feeling.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Carmen Q, Derek Rodriguez, more coming up on KMBR, the sports leader.